USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now it's on to the general election. And with this campaign, we are going to be redefining politics as usual here in Massachusetts. For the first time in our state's history, we're going to run a campaign that is focused specifically on we, the people, our freedoms, our rights, and our prosperity.
Jeff Deal, a former state representative endorsed by President Trump, has won the Republican nomination for Massachusetts governor and will now face Democrat Attorney General Mara Healey in November. The hunt for the suspect in the Canadian stabbing massacre were dashed Tuesday when authorities acknowledged they have not located him. Canadian police Tuesday surrounded a home on an Indigenous reserve while an emergency alert warned that the suspect might be in the area. Later in the day, police sent out another alert saying Miles Sanderson, one of the two brothers believed to have killed 10 people and wounded 18 in a series of stabbings, was not in the community. The Austin American Statesman publication is reporting five Texas Department of Public Safety officers have been referred to the State Inspector General's office for a formal investigation into their actions during the Uvalde school shooting. U.S. health officials said in a White House press briefing Tuesday that COVID-19 vaccines will likely become a yearly occurrence, like the annual flu shot. Four people were killed in California wildfires over the last few days. Record-breaking temperatures and drought are fueling the events. Over 4,000 firefighters are battling 14 large fires around the state, and 45 new fires erupted on Sunday alone. The Washington Post is reporting a document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was one of the documents in the FBI search last month of President Trump's Florida home. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A new poll is revealing President Biden's tirade against Republicans over the last week in three different campaign stops is the danger to democracy and the country.
President Joe Biden's speech last week isn't sitting well with many Americans. A Trafalgar Group poll found that 56.8% of those surveyed agreed that President Biden's tirade against Republicans was, quote, a dangerous escalation in rhetoric designed to incite conflict among Americans, unquote. The poll also found that among independent voters, that number rose to 62.4%. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
If Democrats continue to run the country unopposed after the November midterm elections, the IRS will run most small businesses in America into the ground. That's why Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck on Newsmax is hoping to retake the House and begin a defund the IRS legislation movement.
What the Democrats did was really sneaky. They funded the IRS expansion, these 87,000 IRS employees, for 10 years. That appropriation has already been put in. So we can't go in on an annual basis and rescind that appropriation. It's a pot of money that's sitting there that the Democrats or the IRS will draw down on every year.
A ransomware attack hit the Los Angeles public school system over the weekend. The school district said the attack was likely criminal in nature. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.